I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan's coping with a 1-2 tropical storm punch. First came Typhoon Goni. A couple weeks later, it was Tropical Storm 18, or Itau. The resulting floods triggered landslides, but they also triggered bad memories, says Asian Access Asia Director of Development Sterling Miller.
More dramatically, 4.5 years ago, almost to the day, where the triple disaster of Japan on 3-1-1 hit. Many of those same towns are undergoing landslides and water and flooding damage.
Asian Access is mobilizing. Miller says it simply shows the compassion of Christ.
The strength of Asian Access is that they already have a friendship. They already have a community that is allowed to come together so that international workers or NGOs can work side by side with the local church. And I think that's where our prayers are tonight.
We'll tell you where you can find more at the end of the broadcast. People who have survived disasters are among those who desperately need hope, and you can be the one to give it to them. Buckner International's Project Go is a chance for college students to serve worldwide. Buckner's Allison Bay.
The ideal student is someone who is eager to serve in another country, who's willing to give up sort of the comforts of the American lifestyle for a month and just really get their hands dirty.
Students witness changes they're helping to make in lives, but they'll also see changes in their own lives.
It can shake up the plans that you have for your life, but really it's so beautiful to see how you're just transformed by experiencing a new culture than we usually find ourselves here.
Want to do something about what you heard today? Go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.